B.B. Macon, and the Field Notes stenographers. This time out, Aaron Lee Tasjan, recorded live at Macon's historic Capricorn studio. Aaron Lee Tasjan is a songwriter. That sounds simple enough, but at one time he probably just would have answered to guitar player. Well, on his second record, Silver Tears, Tasjan goes way beyond guitar slinging with a collection of funny, wry, self-deprecating, melancholy songs that kind of remind you of Harry Nilsson if he'd worn nudie suits. Well, due to a blown tube in the amp, this performance was especially stripped down. Here's a quick performance and a little insight into how songwriting and art and even coping with life works with Aaron Lee Tasjan from Capricorn Studio.
Her soaking leather jacket was heavy as the pain in the Memphis rain. In the Memphis rain, diamond drops are sparkling on the zipper and the chain. In the Memphis rain, in the Memphis rain, please. Lightning, my old friend, come back around again in the Memphis rain, in the Memphis rain. CB750 is taking her away in the Memphis rain. In the Memphis rain, that motorcycle madman has led her heart astray in the Memphis rain. In the Memphis rain, please. My old friend, come back around again in the Memphis rain, in the Memphis rain. Wishes are like lightning, don't you move too slow in the Memphis rain, in the Memphis rain. But the pain comes when you touch one and have to let it go in the Memphis rain, in the Memphis rain, please. Silver lining, my old friend, come back around again in the Memphis rain, in the Memphis rain, in the Memphis rain, in the Memphis rain.
I always was writing stuff. I just didn't think that it was any good for a long time. And I think I was probably right about that. But I started, you know, really, really working on songs a lot more when I got to Nashville, because there wasn't really any work for me as a guitar player there. So I had to do something. And I just wrote like a ton of songs. And, you know, there's that whole like 10,000 hours theory or whatever. It takes 10,000 hours to be a genius at something.
That's the Malcolm Gladwell thing, right?
Right, yeah. And so I just thought about it like that and just, you know, spent as many hours as I could just trying to write songs. So it's a work in progress.
So, I mean, what's the proportion of what you wrote while you were mastering, your 10,000 hours of mastery, compared to what the world has actually heard? Like,
well, I certainly haven't mastered it yet, but that year, I bet I wrote, I could tell you actually, because I have all the demos saved on my computer, but I would say probably for every song that I ended up putting on my first record in the Blazes, and the EPs before that too, which both had 5 songs on them, I'd say for those 20 songs, like for every one of those I wrote, I probably wrote maybe 10 ones that I hated.
And you still hate, or are you learning to love them?
Ah, no, they're no good. But like that's part of like, you know, the most important part of like doing art is like facing facing the parts of yourself that like aren't, you know, what you think they could be or whatever, and trying to like make it better.
You seem to lean harder than many on the self-deprecation tool in doing what you do, though. Like, why is that?
Because I hate myself. I don't know a lot of people who don't.
So, you know, hating yourself and like standing on stage in a suit comprised of mirrors, like those are sort of at odds with each other, aren't they? I mean, like, how does somebody who hates themselves like decide to share this with everyone?
Well, because you got to, you know, because it's, you know, it's fine to hate yourself, but you can't just like not do anything about it.
So this is your remedy.
I mean, it always has been. Billy Joe Shaver says songwriting's the cheapest psychiatrist there is, and I agree with him. I think I've worked out a lot of issues through playing music, and I'm very, very grateful to be able to play it for those reasons, because I don't know where I'd be, or like I know where I'd be probably, but I think it forces me to try and be a better person, and I like that about it for sure.
Should I? Thanks for stopping to do this.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. What should I do?
One that you haven't accepted.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, that begins and ends. Maybe.
Sure. Yeah. This is called Where the Road Begins and Ends. Lord, I told myself to take it easy on stuff, 'cause no one likes a guy who can't keep things together when it's looking tough. Try and cry as I might, nothing ever turns out
born here, I suppose, to try and find a rose among the weeds. Well, someday I will go down to the river and let that water wash away my sin. If you've ever seen the road I'm traveling, I could show you where the road begins and ends. Snake eyes every road. I lay it down again. Fast cash and hard money always seem to get the two confused. Well, someday I will go down to the river, let that water wash away my sin. If you've ever seen the road I'm traveling, I could show you where the road begins and ends. Where the road begins and where the road will end. Where the time will go that you've been spending. When you lose a day, oh, when you lose a week, to another wind that you had to see. Oh, someday I will go down to the river and let that water wash away my sin. If you've ever seen the road I'm traveling, I could show you where the road begins and ends. Oh, someday I will go down to the river and let that water wash away my sin. If you've ever seen the road I'm traveling, I could show you where the road begins and ends. If you've ever seen the road I'm traveling, I could show you where the road begins and ends.
You've been digging the field. I'm Grant Blankenship.